veces de tres golpe parte.
Yo me fui en tosedera. Comiénzalo.
We're gonna think you have COVID, bitch.
Well, too late. Comiénzalo.
So nobody's gonna calm me down?
Okay. Tres, dos, uno.
¿Qué lo que, mi gente? This is the Tres Golpe Podcast. And I am your girl, La Belky.
Eva.
Y yo, Kyra.
And honestly, we are as lit as they come right now. We are so excited to be back. Esta gente se está muriendo de la risa. Kissing a celechite. So you already know, get ready, prepare yourself, pour that drink, because, mi amor, mira, esto va a estar de pinga hoy.
2021 no me va a parar. 2021 no me va a parar. 2021 no me va a parar.
Hey. For all you people that 2020 stopped you, 2021, venimos con toda la energía. We coming through with this energy that is not gonna stop us. And that is an affirmation, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Dítelo toda la mañana. 2021 no me va a parar. And then escrito por Eva.
Yo, in the mornings, I'm trying to wake up like at 6, do workout. When I'm working out, I'm like, 2021 no me va a parar. If I want to eat something and I'm not supposed to eat something because it's on my diet, 2021 no me va a parar. If I'm going to be sad, if I'm stressed, what do we do? 2021 no me va a parar. Every time I'm getting nervous, if I'm, you know, I'm in a work meeting and I'm a little bit nervous, 2021 no me va a parar.
Yo, we're gonna put that in a t-shirt for y'all, because that's the energy.
Remember, but now 2021 is not gonna stop us.
I know it's fun and games. This is our first recording of this season. This is also the first time we record on Zoom.
Yeah.
How you feeling, yo?
I just want to know why you guys still have me on Zoom. Are we still in a whole panorama?
We are.
Panita?
Is this Polaroid still going on?
It's not even like we're still in a pandemic. It's the way 2021 started.
Oh my God. I mean,
what?
Do you guys want to jump in right out the back with that?
Yes. We don't need, look, óyeme, dímelo. Dame la pregunta, Belky.
What is good? What was up with 2020? Por favor, I need you guys to just desahoguense. Vamos.
And how the hell did it pour into 2021?
And then, yeah. And then we talk a little bit about, because we are already in the second month of 2021, and it feels like we should be celebrating 2022 tomorrow.
Exactly. And excuse me, for me, estamos en enero. Like, all of January 2021 for me was still December 42, 2020. Like, the way the year started, it was like, no. Like, what happened? 2021 was just crazy. Quarantine, working remote, anxiety attacks, gaining weight, losing weight. If you're too skinny, you just lose more weight. What else happened?
Eva,
what happened?
I mean, let me tell you. I'm going to take it back to 2020 for me. Let me dissect 2020 for you. My perspective, I mean, quarantine was awful. I mean, anybody that comes in here and tells you like, oh, 2020 was great, is an introvert, and I get it. But as an extrovert, I am going to give my opinion. And I think that at the beginning, I was losing my mind. However, this was kind of like a blessing in disguise, because I got to really like sit down with myself when nobody used to pick up my phone calls. And I'm not looking at both of you, because you guys have been my rock, picking up all my FaceTimes.
Wow. Look, can I be an amethyst?
Literally. But no, this like quarantine has been good because I've gotten a little bit more zen. Your girl is a little bit more into like meditation and like clearing paths. You know, if I can take anything from this experience is that I needed to listen to myself a little more. And I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I didn't want to do it. You know, I was very resistant. I'm still am.
After months of resisting.
After months of resisting.
Gave in December.
You know? And that's that on that, everyone. Like, I'm literally a Zen girl. I now meditate. I can go to yoga with y'all. Like, I know, Yokara, you like yoga. Like, when are we going to yoga? Eva does yoga every day.
Yokara, you like yoga?
I suck at yoga. I literally suck at it.
You know, for some reason, I imagine Yokara doing like
goat yoga.
Yeah, goat yoga, dog yoga.
What is that?
Chicken yoga.
I need to do interactive yogas because eso de que de be still for a long period of time, not good at it.
Yeah, I can imagine her doing that. Well, for me, 2020. Yo, 2020 was just like that. What is 2020? Did that even happen? And when did that happen?
Then
some good things though. If we want to stay in the positive side, the good things is that I saved some money because I wasn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I can't even say that.
Eh?
I can't even say I saved money. The amount of packages I received.
Man, that's true though. I forgot about that part.
To the same amount of me going out.
Yo, same. I don't even online shop. All of a sudden, I picked up that new hobby.
I know.
And well, I was still going to Target and the dollar store.
Oh my God.
And
every day.
Money there.
Can you tell them at what time you go to Target and the dollar store?
Depends. Is it a weekday or a weekend?
How many times a week?
Depends. What kind of week is it?
Yo, I know. Every time I call Yokaira, she's like, "Hey, I need to go to Target today." You went to Target yesterday.
Yeah, but like Target.
And Marshalls. I love Marshalls.
But you wouldn't, like the thing with Target and Marshalls is that you don't choose to go. They tell you when you need to go back, you know? Like, and if they want you to go back tomorrow.
Okay, you know what? Fine. I didn't save that much money. If you just want to call me out. Yeah, I forgot about the shopping. I did a lot of online shopping, but I am loving that remote life. I'm loving that remote life. I'm loving working remote, everyone on Zoom. I don't have to commute. I love all my coworkers. Everything is better online.
Everything is better with a Skype. Every communication can be sent through email.
So if you ask me, that's what I like about 2020. Now, what do I hate about 2020? Let's talk about this. There's a whole pandemic out there. We're still in a pandemic. Still. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of reckless people walking around doing random stuff that they shouldn't. There's people out there still that don't want to wear masks.
Oh my God.
Still knowing the benefits of it.
I was in Florida, had to take a connection flight in Florida. And when I tell you that, I was like, what country did I just land? Do they not use masks here? Like, is this illegal here? Because I was like, what?
It's one of the rules.
The whole time. I think it's a little bit more lax over there, but yeah.
The worst part about 2020, honestly, for me was like, it really took us out. Like, in a way that none of us knew how to cope for the first few months. It wasn't till, would you say like maybe fall, maybe like September, did we start to maybe kind of figure out what the fuck we were doing?
Man, September, you're giving us a lot of credit.
Facts. And September, then that's when remote learning started. Right. Sorry to the parents out there.
Seriously, man. Like, September was like, oh yeah, we get it. We are okay. And then remote learning happened. And it's like, you thought.
Yeah, that was terrible. I did like the summer, though. The summer was nice.
Yeah. Well,
the summer was nice. The numbers were very low. But then we have November, December. People just couldn't just stop for a second and decided to just continue to bring the outside to the inside.
Yeah.
And then we just had another.
It was the wanting to be with the families for me.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, you guys hate your family all year round. It'll come November. All of a sudden, everybody wants to come in familia.
You haven't talked to your cousins and aunts in a whole year. Before that, you chose to go on abroad for these holidays. And all of a sudden this year, you wanted to have turkey. Dry ass turkey.
I'm going to call us out, though. I really am. It was 2020 when we started the podcast and we were doing it in person. But all of a sudden, 2021 strikes and we want to use the pandemic as an excuse to record over Zoom. So who here got COVID?
But yeah, La vaina está dura, loca. A whole pandemic. I also think we're going into Zoom because sometimes we need a little break.
Yeah.
Mentally,
just like driving.
Mentally, like, you know, we definitely have to prioritize our mental health and prioritize our time commitments and in what we're doing. And that's what we're doing. I think we can give the same type of product and quality. And it doesn't have to be every time in person.
If there's one thing that 2020 taught us is that life will throw you curveballs. I feel like what has kept us in this journey of creating a project that we're passionate about was remembering our initial vision. When we started officially, we've been doing this for a year. All three of us sat down at a restaurant in Boston after work and we all came with our little notebooks and we said, let's make it happen. We make jokes about wanting to start a podcast over FaceTime all the time because we feel that conversations like this are important to have with our friends and our community. Y fue ese día that we decided that we were going to make it happen. And I've just been in awe with both of you. I've learned so much from you, Belkis, on just being yourself, and Eva, on you with just having perseverance. And if you guys don't know, our purpose has always been to build a legacy where young Dominican American women from Lawrence, Boston, the DR, who have been impacted by the immigrant experience, feel represented, that we feel united and strengthened by our shared stories. We want to make sure that we continue to support social causes because that's the way that we see our community can heal and continue to grow. So we've just been so grateful for the support and the love that you guys continue to show us. The way that you guys hit us up to tell us, you know, how you feel, what you think is probably one of the greatest things that has come about this. So, yo, that is one of the biggest false allegations that Latinos don't support each other. That's not true. Because the amount of support that we've gotten.
Undescribable.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, haters gonna hate, baby.
Haters gonna hate.
But we have more lovers than haters, and I love to fucking see that. I love to see that. I think one of my biggest things coming in, and I think when we talked about the podcast, is that us three, we're very strong individuals. We also have very strong opinions, and we don't care to share them. You know, it varies in the levels of like how comfortable we are, but at the end of the day, we share them, and we really want other people to know how we feel. And we knew coming in that a lot of the things that we share in this podcast, we're gonna be very personal. One and two. We're going to make people feel some type of way, whether it was good or bad. Me personally, I was also very scared of being canceled. I was so scared of people coming out of the woodworks and letting me know like, yo, be like, that's not okay or this and that. And I personally put that aside and because I knew that this project was bigger than that. And I think all of us did that. But the response that I got was definitely not what I expected. I got the little comments, the little side comments. I got the little, but I got more of the good things. I was not expecting that. I was not expecting people reaching out the way they have been reaching out because of the stigmas that we hear about our culture and this and that. And we've seen it happen to other people. But I was pleasantly surprised. And I think that has been like una motivación so much bigger than anything else. Because now every time we come into this podcast and we talk and we share our stories, I feel like, yo, I have a whole crew like sharing for us. We cannot, like there is no, like before I made that crew up, but now it's like a real crew that is rooting for us, just like Tyra Banks or better, you know? Like.
Because Tyra Banks got canceled in 2020.
Oh, shit. My bad.
It was good to have a project that was not work, that we were just doing for fun, to put all my energy in that project. And after, when we, you know, did our logo and we went live, it was great to see that we did that. I didn't do that for my company or for someone else's dream. You know, it was my own little project and it's still my own little project and it feels great.
And ain't no failing here, baby. Even though we're out of our freaking mind for starting this podcast and a whole pandy. And I'm not gonna stop saying that. We are literally out of our freaking mine, but I mean, we did that and we continue to do that. I just want you guys to know that.
I actually, Belkis, I'm gonna disagree with you on your comment about saying no failing here, because sis, there have been hella fails throughout this journey, but we still here though.
Why you gotta do that though? Thank you for doing that, because that's why people think it's easy.
What's up with 2021? Like, we already talk about 2020, what we're going through, but what do you hope to get out of 2021?
We talked a lot about 2020. And how 2020 was a changing year. I've always been very comfortable with change, very flexible. I think this year, though, I was very uncomfortable with being by myself because I'm so used to like distracting myself with other people. So I definitely want to continue to be more mindful, you know, to have, to be with myself, to understand myself a little more. 2021 isn't gonna be good in terms of like the standard, because we already seen what happened in 2021. Like first week, we have whole Looney Tunes in the Capitol, storming the Capitol, you know, like
I know.
We have, but I mean,
Looney Tunes,
literally crazy. And I think we're living in times where like the standard is no longer going to be the standard, and we need to be receptive of that. We need to be open to that change. That's literally what I'm telling myself so I can survive 2021. I think I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she told me if we were to react accordingly to everything that has happened to us, we will all be in a mental institution.
And that's why we need to be very respectful and empathetic with the people around us, mm-hmm. and understand that everyone is on a different journey with the pandemic and how they feel and how it is for them to survive after 2020 and what 2021 looks like. So don't take things too personal this year, because mm-hmm. it's not a lot about you, but about that person and what that person is going through and how they can survive what they're going through. Actually, what do we want to leave in 2020 and trash?
Yes. I will want to trash. Actually, Jakara, you mentioned it early, but procrastination, man. Coño, like I have so many things that I had to do that I haven't done that like I should do, but I know I'm going to procrastinate about. And like I don't think there's a worse sentiment than like being stressed about things that you should do, but you're not doing. Like, it's double the stress because you know you have to get it done, but then you're not getting it done, so you stress about that too. So I want to trash that. And also with that, I want to trash self-doubt. I think it goes hand in hand with me being a little bit more mindful and like into like being by myself and alone. I've always had a lot of insecurities. I'm an insecure ass bitch. and I think a lot of it has like the self-doubt in me has grown a little bit more in the past 2 years, 3 years, I would say. So I'm really like, I think I'm in a space right now where I'm able to recognize it for what it is and kind of move on and move forward and leave that shit behind. Because before I didn't even know, you know, I didn't know how much it was like cutting some opportunities and like minimizing what I could give to the world. And now that I can sit here and talk about it and say like, yo, what the hell, you know, I'm definitely trashing that. I need to, and I don't think I'm ever gonna like, think I can do everything or like think that everything I'm doing is fine, but I want to get to a space where I doubt myself a little less because that bitch is fire. So yeah.
And then my trash for sure is going to be perfectionism. Mm. Like I was living my best life when I wasn't trying to have a perfect outcome.
Oh, I love that.
The process and the journey was so much more enjoyable for me. So I'm gonna leave that in 2020.
Leave it in 2020.
I love that.
Mine is not having a routine. Like I learned that I like routine, not like extremely hard one, but at least like, you know, you wake up at the same time, you have this for breakfast, then you go to work. I like that because it makes me more productive during the day. So trash not having a routine and working very hard to have some sense of like, you know, you wake up at this time, you work out every day, you should be doing, you know, meditation. So just bringing that to 2021.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you're trying to not have a routine?
Not have a routine. So have a routine.
So you're trying to have a routine in 2020.
So keep having a routine?
No, because she didn't have one in 2020.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
I'm just going to let you two figure it out for the audience.
I'm trying.
Obviously, we can't.
So That's okay. That we got it. I think they got it. If you didn't, I don't care, to be honest. 2021 mood, I don't care. Thank you. Whatever.
It's literally the 2021 mood is like, I already said what I said and I could repeat myself, but like, I choose not to.
I don't care. This was fun. I think this episode was just a quick intro for 2021. Just us talking to you guys, you know, how 2020 was, what is 2021 bringing? Just relax.
Chill.
This is what 2021 is going to be like for Tres Golpes. It's going to be awesome.
El Coro came through.
Right.
For season two, and it's still going to continue to come through for season two.
But we're not finished. We're going to go right now into the segment. No vemos allá.
Do you guys have your drinks? Because for today's segment, we're going to do Date Un Shot Pandemic Edition.
Let's go. I'm ready.
And if you guys follow us on IG, which I'm sure you do, at Tres Golpe Podcast, you participated in our polls, the ones we did on our story,
yeah,
where we asked you guys to take a shot if you ever blank.
Mm-hmm.
Pandemic edition. So now we're gonna play with you guys. Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right, what are you taking a shot of?
Bueno, I have some rum and coke.
I have wine.
Mm-hmm. And I have a tequila mix.
Damn, these people.
Okay, we're ready. You gotta ask that question.
All right, so for our first take a shot if you slept more than 12 hours straight?
Never.
I'm taking
Bebe Belki. I'm not saying you sleep. Like, belong. Bebe Belki. Bebe.
I drank. I for sure did it.
On a regular.
Okay, ready? Now, take a shot if you thought you had COVID at least 10 times this year.
I'm going to drink the whole glass. I'm not even going to take a shot. I'm the only one in this group that has taken the exam. I don't know how many times.
I actually did. I don't think I've ever thought I had COVID, actually.
All the time.
I took the exam the other day, but I don't think I have. Jokara's posing with her bakes.
Yeah, I got my Vaporu here. That's why I haven't
gotten Vaporu.
Okay, so that don't shot. If you almost fought someone who wasn't standing 6 feet away.
All the time.
I did that in Target the other day. I feel like such a weirdo.
I just don't know why people can respect that. Like, if you can't smell me, you're too close for me.
Maybe they can't smell you.
Oh.
And that's...
Toma tu un shot if you got drunk alone.
Hell yeah. Oh, I'm doing that right now.
Señores, todo el mundo sabe su traguito.
Matter of fact, I'm doing that right now. Okay, there's a bunch of liars here on Instagram because our 3G Coro said 50%. 50% of them have done it alone and 50% said, nah, I got friends.
Wow, that's crazy.
You know what? To those people that said, nah, I got friends, you guys are the ones, you're the problem.
Literally.
It's because I don't like losing. Take a shot if you went more than 2 days without showering.
I mean, madre.
More than two. Not two, more than two. So I'm not drinking.
Wait a minute. More than two?
Diantre, Belgi, tú no te bañaste por 3 días.
No, loca. No, obvio que no.
Well,
I'm married. What?
I could never do that.
78% of our coro said that no, así no, aka, you know, these people are clean. Our coro is clean.
Only 21% said
told the truth.
Yeah, literally.
20% told the truth.
Well, se rompió la casa, mi gente. Thank you so much. Díganos, send us in the comments. What have you done this pandemic? And let's take a shot.
But before you leave, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on all streaming services like Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter
@ Tres Golpe Podcast.